AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has responded to criticism from presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during the Democratic debates for his handling of Flint's water emergency, saying Clinton is making it a political issue. Following a speaking engagement at a Martin Luther King Day event in Flint, the Republican governor said her tactic doesn't help solve the problem. But Flint resident Jimmy Taylor says he's frustrated by the water system and its elevated lead levels.
It should have never got to this point. We're surrounded by the Great Lakes, the world's greatest fresh water supply. We shouldn't be going through this here in Flint, Michigan.
Members of Michigan's National Guard have been called in to help volunteers pass out drinking water, testing kits, and filters. In Southern California, a utility company says it has abandoned efforts to trap and burn the gas released by a huge natural gas leak in Los Angeles, but also says the 12-week-old leak should be stopped ahead of schedule by the end of February or sooner. Paula Crasium is president of the Porter Ranch Neighborhood Council.
Is it okay? No, it's not okay. But this is the line in the sand of this can't happen again.
Sound courtesy KNBC. Despite his slide in the polls, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is keeping up a busy campaign schedule, reemphasizing his Washington outsider pitch. In South Carolina Monday, Carson said bloated federal government roles need to be cut down.
There's a lot of federal employees, 4.1 million federal employees. It's absolutely absurd, and many of them need to be offered alternative employment.
He addressed the Conservative Leadership Project Presidential Forum on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Carson has slipped behind poll leaders Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. President Obama is welcoming his first foreign leader of the new year, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Talks at the White House will cover Islamic State Group and Pacific Rim Trade Agreement. This is AP Radio News. They formed the Eagles in the 70s. Now Don Henley is remembering Glenn Frey, who has died at 67 of multiple ailments. Henley says Frey was like a brother to him, and the bond they forged 45 years ago was never broken, even during the time the Eagles were dissolved. He says Glenn was the spark plug, the man with the plan. Tim McGraw called Frey's impact immeasurable. Bette Midler wrote his songs, perfectly captured those days, 70s L.A. Welcome to the Hotel California. An Eagles' greatest hits collection from the mid-1970s and Hotel California are among the best-selling albums in history. The Dalai Lama is headed to the U.S. for a medical checkup, although the Tibetan spiritual leader says he has no specific health complaints. He says he's been going to the Mayo Clinic for regular health checkups for the past 9 years. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.